Hey, this is one on, oh, what's the name? What's the name? Buford, Buford, Boswell, Boswell. Let's see, Buford Boswell. Mr. Boswell is a 79-year-old gentleman whom in September 2017 had a syncopal episode, fell at home. He was in Coumadin, had a significant bleed, was admitted to Tomball Hospital with anemia during the hospitalization. A workup was done. Including EGD and colonoscopy. Which showed a distal esophagus mass showing invasive adenocarcinoma on the pathology with ulcerative lesions. Patient had a background of Barrett's esophagus with high grade dysplasia. He also had a 2-centimeter hiatal hernia. Subsequently, patient underwent carbo slash taxol. And subsequent XRT and chemotherapy was concurrently started on April 4th, 2018. Patient also subsequently was diagnosed with colon cancer stage 2. Period. Patient was followed regularly by oncologist and gastroenterologist till on or about March of 2022, where patient was admitted to the hospital with digoxin toxicity, diagnosed with new aortic stenosis. Also, patient noted to have a high CEA with a hemoglobin of 10. He subsequently underwent a TAVR procedure for a valvular stenotic valve. And a temporary pacemaker was placed. Also, during this visit, patient noted to have two new lung nodules with a new distal esophageal mass. Period. Subsequently, it was decided to not to proceed with any further chemo or radiation therapy and place patient on hospice. Period. Patient is now being evaluated by hospice and will be admitted to hospice for further care. Including pain management, help with ADLs, and aids to help with meal prep at home, giving patients a profound weakness, pain, and protein and calorie malnutrition. Patient definitely is hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.